The camera flies over thousands of trees, rafts of timbers being pulled by tugs through the straits of Southeast Alaska.
As old as history itself, this craft of harvesting trees for the benefit of man. The first shelters man built were made of wood. The first words man wrote were written on wood paper produced by the Chinese 5,000 years ago.
This is the introduction to a video produced in the late 1990s by Dick and Betty Bueller to highlight their company, Silver Bay Logging. The Buellers had just bought the former Wrangell Lumber Company mill site in Wrangell, which had, like many other Southeast mills, closed in the mid-1990s, devastating the local economy. At its peak, the Wrangell mill employed almost 250 people and brought in well over $10 million a year. Silver Bay's revival wasn't at the same scale.
This mill in Wrangell employs 42 people and manufactures dimensional lumber up to 20 feet, export lumber, and chips. Nothing is wasted. Even the sawdust and bark are sold for garden or landscaping projects.
Silver Bay had an impressive footprint, using industrial helicopters and heavy equipment to build roads and helicopter log in treacherous terrain from Washington State out to Kodiak Island. But it couldn't fight the same economic headwinds that had felled other large-scale mills in the region. Silver Bay Logging filed for bankruptcy in 2003 and ceased operations in Wrangell in the late 2000s. Now, the almost 40-acre old Wrangell mill site, 6 miles out Zamovia Highway, sits mostly empty, with three warehouse-type buildings and an old mechanic shop. Parts are paved or graveled. Real estate agent Bennett McGrath says the property owner, widowed Betty Bueller, was ready to let the property go.
She said she felt like she was straddled with a dead horse with the mill site because she had been through so much financial expenditure with regards to remediation and cleaning it up and closing it up.
It had been on the market since 2019, 854 days, according to McGrath. Now, there's a pending sign under the logo of Petersburg-based Anchor Properties. A few months ago, McGrath received a call from Wrangell's new borough manager, Jeff Good, asking whether the mill property was on the market. The borough assembly met in closed sessions late last year and early this year to discuss the possible acquisition of land. Then, the old mill property was named on the February 22nd assembly agenda as the property of interest.
And then the next morning, Jeff called me and said, "Did you hear?" And I'm like, I couldn't hear what happened in the executive session because you were behind closed doors. Anyways, he said, "We'd like to make an offer." He had me on speakerphone. Carol Rushmore was in the room. An offer was made. It was presented to Betty. Betty counteroffered. CBW accepted. And the mill is officially pending.
The borough, McGrath, and property owner Betty Bueller settled on a $2.5 million price tag. Wrangell Finance Director Mason Villarma says he thinks that's a pretty good deal.
You know, it's 40 acres at $2.5 million, and if you look at the housing market and just the land available in Wrangell, $2.5 million makes a lot of sense for 40 acres. It's hard for somebody like me to even find a house and property.
Villarma says if the purchase goes through, roughly half the money, about $1.3 million, will come from the borough's economic recovery fund. The other half would come from the borough's reserves. The site needs some work. For one, there aren't utility hookups at the old mill. Water, sewer, and underground electric lines would need to be brought in from where the city lines terminate a few hundred feet away. Villarma says that could mean the property needs thousands of dollars worth of work.
But the hope is to work with some larger organizations that may come and establish roots here in Wrangell to have those costs shared with businesses. You know, hopeful that some of these businesses are going to be able to accommodate us and working as partners towards that goal.
It's not the first time the borough has expressed interest in the property, but it's the first time it's made an offer. A property assessment completed in 2016 recommended the city and borough of Wrangell work towards buying the site. But 3 years later, shortly after the old mill site was put on the market, the assembly backed out of talks to take over the mill property, saying it was too much for the community to take on at the time. Asked what's changed now, borough manager Jeff Good says the interest didn't wane.
I think the borough is always interested in the property. I think there's a lot of potential there for the community, especially for the long-term development of Wrangell, you know, looking out in the future. So I think the interest was always there.
If the sale goes through, then what will Wrangell do with the property? Borough officials have a range of ideas. For Wrangell Mayor Steve Prasanka, the property has promise because of its features. The site is a deepwater port, opening the possibility of larger commercial vessels. In Ketchikan, for example, the former pulp mill site pivoted from timber to tourism and is now a cruise ship dock. Sitka's former mill site became a deepwater port and industrial park.
What we didn't really want to see it used for was sort of parceled out into small lots and sort of lose that, the ability for a larger application. We've had people approach the city over the years with ideas, but because we didn't control it, it wasn't ours, we couldn't pursue things with folks.
He says, for example, former Governor Frank Murkowski recently introduced borough officials to an unnamed member of the tourism industry who had some ideas for the former mill site. But without the mill in public hands, Prasanka says there's not much the borough can do to spur investment.
Well, we can't do anything with that because we don't have site control. We can't negotiate or talk to that person or get excited or generate ideas because we don't have site control. Now, if that person wanted to come back after we own it and wanted to talk about that, that could be a possibility.
Borough Finance Director Villarma floats a few other ideas, maybe a processing facility for a mine or something mariculture related.
Obviously, all these ideas are preliminary, but I think it's a vital step in Wrangell, because the economic expansion in Wrangell is tough with our geography, and so this is a key step in being able to move forward.
Villarma says they're also looking into partnerships with a wide variety of organizations, everyone from the local tribal government to Alaska Marine Lines and Sea Alaska.
I have no doubt that $2.5 million will be returned, 10 times over in the borough's future.
And Prasanka says they're open to proposals.
We're not blocking anybody out. We're not saying no to anybody that has an idea for some type of purpose for that property.
In fact, Prasanka says he hopes the borough won't be the long-term owner of the mill property.
My dream would be that we're able to turn around and sell that mill property to somebody that wants to build something out there and invest in the community, and we recoup all of our funds in a short period of time.
The property has already been extensively cleaned up to state and federal environmental standards, but there are still areas that need to be cleared of junk and machinery. Before a purchase is finalized, Broker McGrath says there are a few boxes to check. One is the appraisal, which Wrangell's Borough Assembly approved spending $22,500 for at its March 8th meeting.
So it's going to be a pretty significant one, undertaking. What do you comp a giant mill with?
If the appraisal and title report search come back at the offer price and some cleanup activities are squared away, McGrath says the borough could close on the property in June. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.